Now we begin to look at the readings. The theme of this Sunday is shepherd. So you can imagine the kinds of things we're going to have here. There's a text in Jeremiah, and then there's the Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," Adonai Rodi, and so forth. And then we'll move on. The next reading is not exactly in that line, but it's close. It's, as I pointed out before, the first reading prepares for the gospel, and the second reading has its own rhythm. It fits, but it doesn't fit perfectly. Whereas in big feast days, they all go together. But for the cyclic reading, if you want to use Paul and Acts and Revelation, it has to have its own sequence. Okay. So, this is from Jeremiah 23. "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the flock of my pasture, oracle of Adonai, Naum Adonai. Therefore, says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people. You have scattered my sheep and driven them away. You have not cared for them. But I will take care to punish you and your evil deeds. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I have banished them and bring them back to their folds, where they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds for them who will shepherd them, so that they need no longer fear or be terrified. None shall be missing, an oracle of the Lord. You see, days are coming, another oracle of the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous branch for David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel, the north, shall dwell in security. This is the name that will be given to him." And the name is so beautiful. You see, Adonai Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Now, this is a theme. First, it's an indictment of the leaders, the shepherds, the religious leaders. It's an occupational hazard to be called to be a leader among God's people, because he's going to watch. And if we don't take care of God's people, even at our own expense, even in our life, we're a failure. So if I'm feeding off the flock and not serving them, I'm a disaster. Or if worse, I'm guiding them along the wrong path. I'm not sticking up for the truth. Oh, it's better to quit, I guess. Don't quote that to your bishop. But shepherds are important. Now, we live in a very democratic country. So in one way we say shepherd, I'm as good as he is. Well, sometimes you're better. But there's a role, and everybody knows it. When you have a good bishop or a good pastor or a good priest, everybody's proud of him. Everybody's proud of him. They love what he says. They watch what he does. They imitate him. You know, they're proud of him. Why? Well, it's in the very root of human nature. But that human nature has been brought up to another level by grace. It's the way God's people from the founding of Israel have always been. So God here is indicting the shepherds. He's saying, you see, they destroy and scatter the flock of my shepherds, says Adonai. So the Lord is going to go after them. And that's what he says now, you see. He says, it's so amazing. He says, "Lachen, therefore, Komar Adonai Elohei Yisrael." This is what the Lord says against Ha'roim, is the word in Roi. Adonai Roi, the Lord is my Ra'aroa. Atem, you see, you have not cared for them. You see, you've scattered my sheep and driven them away. but I will take care to punish your evil deeds. I'm not going to, you can wink your eye and not correct and not challenge and not help and not console, but I'm not going to treat you that way. I'm going to watch you. And if you don't take care of my people, you're going to hear from me. I am going to shepherd you, whether you shepherd my people or not. Now, if you're trying to do a good job, I love you. I will protect you. I'll help you. I'll be proud of you. But if you're not, you're going to hear from me. In this life or the next, you're going to hear. That's why so many people, holy people, ran away when they were going to try to make him a priest, or worse, a bishop. Augustine ran away. Don't make me the bishop. Boy, I don't want that job. Because that means everything I do is going to be under God's scrutiny in a brand new way for the effect it has on his people. You see, that's why during that Donatist heresy, Augustine was fighting not just to protect his own flock, but to call back the rest of the flock. Because they're in error. And when you're in our error and darkness, you can't grow. You're hanging on to the wrong thing. You might not go to hell. There's a lot of people that get involved in these things and they don't know what they're doing. But they're not going to grow either. And who's the one that's at fault? You see? The ones who will not care for the flock. And so, it's a great occupational hazard to be called to be a shepherd. It's how the letter to the Hebrews talking about the high priest says, nobody takes the honor to himself. You have to be called. And that's there, it says in the letter to Timothy, you were called by prophecy and on the laying on of my hands. Now that prophecy word, we don't have time to develop all this, but you see, that is the whole training before someone is called. And then at the day of ordination, somebody says, the deacon or whoever, a bishop, these men are here to present themselves for ordination. Are they worthy? As far as human intelligence can go and the grace of God, we testify they are worthy. Okay? Then he calls out the first one. John Jones! That's the call. When you hear your word called, your name called out there, you have a vocatio, which means a calling. And the answer, ad sum, I'm here. I accept it. It's exciting. It's in English now, but it's just exciting. John Jones, present, or here, or I don't know what they say now. We used to say, John Jones, Ioannes Jones, ad sum, I'm here. The church calls, and I agree. That's the call. Now, the call could be going on in your life, started in mine when I was 5, and keep going and going and going, amid many distractions. But finally, I'm there. And I hear the church call out my name. And I say, yes, I'm ready. I'm only ready by the grace of God. I'm not ready that I'm going to do it on my own. But you see, that's the shepherd. And so, you see, I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I have banished them. You guys should be doing this, leading them, taking care of them. And there were great shepherds among the Jews who were in Babylon and so forth. That's how they first began to make a canon of the sacred text. That's when there were some great leaders among them. But there were some bums too. And that's the Lord is after the bums, you see, and saying, I'll gather them up. I'll bring them back. If you guys can't do it, I'll do it. But you're going to hear from me. I didn't appoint you a shepherd so that you could just take, a tithe of everything and live happily ever after. I gave you that job so that you'd lay down your life so that my people will start to get the idea, so that when the good shepherd comes, they'll expect him to lay down his life, as he does on the cross. And so, and I'll bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. And then, this is God's word, I will raise up shepherds for them who will shepherd them, so that they need no longer fear or be terrified. None shall be missing. When I put this fellow in charge of this flock, if somebody starts to wander, he's going to go get him. Let me have supper at your house tonight, Joe. Going to go get him. That's the job. Well, you can see how tough it is. Sure, if you have a flock of 300, it's not so bad. But if you got a flock of 7,000 families, or even like 2,000 families, and you're all alone, whew, you need help. You need help. But nobody can take your place. As you're the bishop or you're the pastor, nobody can take your place. And so, I will raise up a righteous branch for David. That's one of those beautiful, terms for the Messiah, a righteous branch for David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Isn't that beautiful? Vayishkan lebetach, and will dwell in security. You see? This is the name that they will give him, the Lord our justice. We'll call that man the Lord our justice. Now you could do that to a good king. But when Christ comes along, he is literally Adonenu. He's really our Lord and Sidkenu. Jesus is really that. And that's when this text is fulfilled. Now, everybody can figure out, I bet already, what the psalm would be to follow on that, right? On shepherd, what would be the psalm? The Lord is my shepherd, right? And that's what it is. You see? And it says there, you see, Adonai Roi. I'm trying to find out where it starts here. Roi. Adonai Roi. Lo echsar. I won't lack anything, you know, because Adonai is my Roi. Is my Roi. Okay. He'll bring me to, and then what does a shepherd do? He finds good places for his flock to graze. Good place to live, you know? Good reading, good friends, good. That's why people, by instinct, gather into community or live in the same neighborhood. They want to be with others, you see, and the Lord wants them there. So I'll take care of them, you see? And they'll be down, the little sheep, they'll be in verdant pastures, huh? And they'll be next. Why still water? That doesn't mean stagnant water. It means a nice, flowing, soft, flowing brook where the water is always fresh. That's how I'm going to take care of my sheep. I'm going to do that for them, you see? The Lord is my shepherd. He restores my soul. He guides me along the right paths. If we only had time, you see, he doesn't let me go too far astray. He talks to me. He sends me a friend. My wife tells me. I don't get too far off, you see. My husband tells me. Okay. So even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, which means dark valley, talmavet, from shadow and death, dark, black, you know, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff comfort me. That's the cross, you see? And so, you set a table before me. That's the Eucharist, huh? Indeed, goodness and mercy shall pursue me all the days of my life, okay? And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Now, I wish we had time, but we don't. But, you see, these words describe what the Lord's going to do. But that's the promise of the shepherd.